Although Mount Vernon farmer Paul Hetland didn't take the survey, its results don't surprise him.
I think conservation goes hand in hand with a lot of things that we're trying to do in production agriculture.
Hetland has implemented the conservation and soil health practice of no-till planting for nearly 30 years now. And more recently, he began adding cover crops to his corn and soybean rotation. Soil health is a term that encompasses a diverse number of management practices designed to build organic matter, sequester carbon, increase water infiltration, decrease erosion, feed soil biology, and much more, all of which fall within one of five soil health principles.
The five principles of soil health are soil cover, limited disturbance, living root, diversity, and integrating livestock.
Cindy Zink is coordinator for the South Dakota Soil Health Coalition. The nonprofit Soil Health Coalition connects farmers and ranchers across the state with soil health resources, information, education, research, and mentors. Zink says the coalition implemented the Farmer Rancher Stress Survey to understand if the practices the organization promotes impact producers' mental health. Mental health of South Dakota's agriculture producers is on the mind of many in the ag community. Low prices and challenging weather have plagued the state's number one industry for several years. And now the pandemic took what were already bad prices and made them worse.
It's a perfect storm right now in agriculture. Definitely a better spring, you know, compared to last year for folks. But financially, we're in a worse spot, you know, than we were a year ago.
Carl Elke should know. The third-generation Hartford farmer is also a physician assistant for Avera Medical Group Psychiatry. He explains that over time, these chronic stressors can manifest themselves as anxiety, sleep deprivation, depression, and even suicide.
You might feel alone in a tractor. You might feel alone sitting on that horse when you're out doing chores, but you know, the feelings that you're having and the stress you're under, you're not alone. You know, there are ways we can get you help.
More than 100 farmers and ranchers completed the online Farmer Rancher Stress Survey administered by South Dakota State University. The difference in stress levels between farmers who identify as those who implement soil health practices and those who don't is significant, explains survey administrator Larry Gelotti with U.S. Geological Survey.
Of those who responded, there's a strong statistical difference between the two groups.
For example, 80% of soil health practitioners thought their farming and ranching system was more resilient to weather extremes compared to 60%. And 31% of farmers and ranchers who focus on soil health say farm and ranch profitability has increased compared to 12%. The last statistic may have to do with the fact that some soil health practices help producers lower their input expenses, explains Salem farmer Kurt Stiefvater. He began implementing soil health practices 25 years ago.
I've also lowered my fertilizer use and chemical use, letting the soil work with the plants, I guess, and the plants work with the soil. And that was part of understanding how the plants and soil interact with each other and all the microorganisms, things like that, whole network underneath in the soil that's all working together.
Stiefvater visits from his tractor cab as he plants corn. He says all operations are different, but it can cost a South Dakota farmer about $400 to raise and harvest an acre of corn. So any way that a farmer can cut expenses helps.
With the soil health practices that we do, diversity plays a huge role in our farm. And so to help spread the risk, spread the workload, we grow a lot of different diverse crops. And that way, if one market is stronger than another, it kind of makes up the difference.
Crystal Newharth farms in western South Dakota with her husband Levi. The Newharth family raise a diverse mix of warm and cool season crops. They also custom graze cattle, raise dairy goats, and a flock of laying hens. She says focusing on soil health makes her feel better, even during these unsettling times.
Knowing that I'm doing what I can to leave the land better than how I found it is a nice peace of mind that I'm doing what I can with what I have to leave things better for the next generation.
Peace of mind is something all farmers and ranchers need during these trying times. If you or someone you love needs help, contact the Avera Farmer and Rural Stress Hotline today. Carl Elke says it's free, and there are mental health experts standing by to visit. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Laura Rohde.